Well, good morning. Buddhism's early teachings were mostly about following Buddha's words, listening to Buddha's words, and studying the sutras, and attempting to liberate oneself from this world that they called samsara. Later, Buddhism evolved into what's called Mahayana Buddhism. And when it came to China, something interesting happened. Bodhidharma taught not to rely on words and sutras, but on direct experience. Direct experience of one's own original nature. Direct experience of one's original nature is called awakening or enlightenment. During that time, when it came to China, China already had an interesting philosophical, or I wouldn't call it religious perspective, but Taoism. And the Taoism and Buddhism was a perfect marriage. Taoism's focus is on oneness, non-duality. And so is Buddhist doctrine when you look at it from Buddha's original teachings of awakening to one's original nature. So we call this a practice center here. We follow the tradition of Zen, and which is just a label in Japan. They call it Zen. In Korea, they call it Son. And in China, they call it Chan. Labels. And in various other mystical traditions, they call it other things. So our practice center is about getting to know ourselves. So getting to know ourselves means to resolve ourselves. So this direction of understanding one's own nature frees us and liberates us from the things that cause our suffering and our disillusionment, our fear, our anxiety, our dis-ease. So freedom. Bodhidharma says, there's no place to go. There's nothing to chase after. You already have it. You just don't know it. Now, if you want to understand our practice from our website at ordinaryzensangha.org under the heading of Great Way, there are a bunch of drop-down things. And these, for me, of course, our website has lots of useful information, but the most useful information for getting a clearer understanding of what it is we do here, the Great Way, those drop-downs, the Four Noble Truths, the Heart Sutra, the Great Dharani, the 10 Ox Herding Pictures, Trusting in Mind, the Six Paramitas, the Diamond Sutra, and How to Meditate. Right there is everything you need. Go back to the Six Paramitas, and you can download this little pamphlet that talks about what the six paramitas are, or the six perfections. Perfections of the Bodhisattva path. And there's a commentary by Chan Master Sung Yin. And I'm recommending this particular version of understanding the six paramitas, bringing you up to speed about why did we get to where we are today, here now, in ordinary Zen, from Buddha through Bodhidharma through this moment. I'm just going to read this little paragraph that he starts this whole section out with. He says, Buddhism can be approached by studying the teachings and by practicing the teachings. It is not always easy to distinguish between the two. Deliberating upon and profoundly discerning the teachings can itself become a way of practice. So this is why I'm directing you through to these little tabs on our website, right? Similarly, practicing to attain wisdom, prajna, requires stabilizing the mind, samadhi, through understanding the teachings. Study and practice, like prajna and samadhi, are thus intimately connected. So this little pamphlet is worthwhile. It's good to go through it and just kind of, you know, get that foundational understanding. So when you sit here and you attain your samadhi, you know what you're getting. So another interesting thing about our practice is that in the Heart Sutra, you know, it talks about emptiness. It talks about the skandhas, that feelings, perceptions, impulses, knowledge, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind are all empty. And what are they empty of? Any permanence, anything that exists by itself. So in our practice, ultimately, understanding your original nature is a non-duality. It's not separating self and other. There is no self and other, ultimately, in this understanding. It's all connected. It's all related. We're all one. There's no separation. Conceptually, we can look at all this, but that's not what we're about. When your mind starts to conceptualize this practice, fit into your idea of what reality is, you're on the wrong track. Our experience, our direct experience, means right here, right now, what's this? What is this? Not some concept of what it is. Beginner's mind. As we grow in this world, we become more and more sclerosed in our thinking, in our views, in how we perceive the world. Beginner's mind is always dropping it, letting go, coming back to the present moment. What's happening right now? What is this? Correct understanding of what it is that we're doing here. Getting to know ourselves so that we can resolve ourselves. So the reason that there's the teaching of emptiness is so that we don't attach to things outside, that we do our inner work, that we understand our nature and ourselves, and therefore we understand everyone and everything and the world as it is. That's called wisdom. We don't do it for ourselves. Since we are all one, how can I just look after myself? When you are truly awakened to your original nature, you understand that this nature is no different from anyone else's. And if they're suffering, you're suffering. When you start to understand the nature of suffering, and when you start to understand where it comes from, compassionate understanding of it can lead you to ask the question, how can I help? That's our practice. How can I help? So the six paramitas, generosity, patience, moral conduct, diligence, meditation, and wisdom. Those are the attributes of a bodhisattva, is an awakened being who delays their ultimate enlightenment in order to help all sentient beings. This is our practice. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're not here to just awaken to our nature so that we can leave samsara and get out of this mess for ourselves. You see, there are some traditions that that's their focus. Not in our tradition. In our tradition, it is to help all sentient beings to awaken, to let wisdom flow through us, to understand how can I help in any given situation and be there fully, completely, without any judgment, without any projections, without thinking I'm helping. No thinking. That's why we sit and practice samadhi. What is samadhi? No thinking. It's awakening. Thinking comes and goes. Just like everything else, it comes and goes. Clouds appear, clouds disappear. No permanence, impermanence. So it's one thing to intellectually understand the idea of impermanence, the Buddhist doctrine of impermanence. It's another thing to awaken to your own nature. You may originally come here and do this for yourself because there's the suffering in the world or your own personal suffering that you need to find a way to resolve. So you come here. Then you sit and you sit and you start to awaken to the interconnectedness of everything. And you realize you're not alone. And this isn't just about you. You're part of everything. Then what? Then real joy, real peace, real freedom, the gateless gate of your own mind. It's not just a little exercise. Everything actually is not just a little exercise. You go and do yoga. You go follow some other tradition. Ultimately, if you're really experiencing it, you're experiencing what we're talking about here. Buddha nature, your original nature. No matter what you do, if you're not deluding yourself, it's all right there. There's no place to go to get it. It's all here. You have it. Stop chasing. I don't know why I had so much to say this morning, but that was it. Thanks for joining me.